In 1984, six acrobats from the Chinese city of Nanjing arrived in the New South Wales-Victoria border area of Albury-Wodonga to train a group of Australian performers. One of those arriving was Lu Guangrong. He remembers his first impressions of the then small country town.
You walk out of the train, you say, well, there's nobody there, and only a few circus clowns there. And then you're so surprised. From China, so many people in one city to a place, and very few people there with vast land. So that's a big impression we have.
Over 12 weeks, the Chinese trained the Australians to perform routines like squeezing 12 people onto a small bike to form a peacock. Matt Hughes, now programming director at Circus Oz, was one of those trainees. He remembers how they overcame the language barrier.
A physical language developed where the acrobats would demonstrate to the participants and we would replicate what their movements were. And there became a common language of acrobatics and broken English and Chinese.
The exchange was the type of success then Prime Minister Gough Whitlam hoped would result from establishing diplomatic relations 45 years ago this week. Professor Greg McCarthy at Peking University's Australian Studies Centre suggests the growth of the relationship today probably would have exceeded Mr. Whitlam's expectations. The economic value is estimated to be worth more than $90 billion a year just in trade.
We never had this notion that China would become a rising power. And I can't even imagine Whitlam would have thought that how much China would develop in the 40 years to be, you know, a major power.
When Mr. Whitlam made the landmark visit to Beijing, China phobia was rampant in Australia. But one of the world's foremost China analysts, Professor Colin Macharis at Brisbane's Griffith University, says good progress has been made in that regard.
At the time we established diplomatic relations, most people in Australia regarded China as an enemy. That's no longer the case. I mean, we do have problems, certainly, but it's basically improved from very hostile to very positive.
However, he says today's controversy over Chinese links to Australian politicians has been as bad for the relationship as the aftermath of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre, and possibly more lingering, he says.
I think that this year has been a very serious hiccup. So I think the one in 1989 was very serious, but in fact it turned out to be quite temporary in 1989. I mean, the economic relationship was not affected that much. But you ask me, is it more serious now? Well, I think in some ways it is, and that's on the educational level and also the political level.
As China's economic and political power continues to rise, Professor Macharis says the relationship with Australia is at a critical point.
We are talking about a big picture of change in the world as a whole, and it's not in favour of the West or the United States, and it is in favour of Asia, and especially China, and I think we should be adapting to it, and we should be thinking about how we're going to adapt to it. And I think that stirring up the Sinophobia that we've seen in the last few is not the right way to go.
Analysts say they hope with the Bennelong by-election over, the anti-China comments will stop. But Professor McCarthy is among those worried the future of the two countries' relationship has fundamentally changed.
My concern, it goes deeper than that, that in fact those security defence people who see China as threat stroke enemy now have got sway within the government.
Long-term China residents like Australian gallery owner Brian Wallace suggest it's not worth worrying about political issues, though. Mr. Wallace says the recent tension has little influence on the attitudes of the Chinese and Australian artists he deals with.
The Chinese people generally like Australia, as they like many, many other countries. You know, if there's a political issue on at the moment, that's a political issue. It's not the ordinary people. They don't care about what our Prime Minister may have said.